What's good, gang? Hey, yo, it's your boy, Nate Mack. That Cut Up the Check is now available on all platforms. And it's X9X shit or your death wish. You now tuned in to the Drunk Unks Podcast.
Drunk Unks, nigga. Yeah. I got them drunk unks with me, whole out with a snap, but don't turn the mics on till you open the yak. Uncle Rick, Uncle Knight, then you got Uncle Facts, and we just giving them facts, cause it be realer than rap from 9 to 10. Come on, bring your conscience in. Listen up, cause we ain't got a lot of time to spend. If you don't got no drunk unks, you can vibe with them. They gon' tell you what it is and who not your friends. Tell the little kids they should cover their ears. The podcast of the gear, somebody grab him a beer. I can give you all bars just like Attica here, but drunk unks, they about to let them have it in here, you know?
Drunk Unks Podcast coming back to y'all for a special Saturday night happy hour. We are your Drunk Unks. I'm Uncle Night Night. Across the table, the social media savant, Tweety Jones, aka Uncle Rico.
Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody?
The man to the right, my right hand man, who needs no introduction. And that's what he gets. It's about as much as I can do.
Yeah, that was cute, though.
I'm trying. You say you don't need no introduction. I don't exactly know what that means.
Yo, whenever you see a great fighter, the man that needs no introduction, and then what the announcer do? Introduce him.
But you're not a great fighter.
Oh, shit.
I understand if you was motherfucking Muhammad Ali or some shit, then I'd be like, you know, but.
Why can't I be a great bull? I'm your man. 160 grand.
I just said.
Alright, so why can't I get an introduction then?
Okay.
You said you didn't want one.
It's what it's called?
Y'all give it up for Lonnie Moore, aka Uncle Facts.
I appreciate it, yo.
Oh, and then you want to be humble.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. So, when it comes to this podcast shit, right? This I guess it's just turned into a rant on the spot. So, people follow the show. They support. They review. They subscribe. They like, share, or whatever. And then they say, yo, bro, put me on the show. And you say, okay, come on through. And then they don't come through.
Hey, man. Can't get mad at everybody. Everybody not built for the spotlight, man.
I'm not mad, but I mean, don't waste nobody's time either.
The first time that I came on the scene, it was like a butterfly effect. It felt real refreshing. It was different. And a lot of people talk that stuff, but when they get on these mics, they change up real quick.
Real quick. Real quick.
But hey, it is what it is, man. The show will go on.
That's why we have alcohol on our podcast. So if you're in your shell 30 minutes in,
yeah,
that shell is outside on the curb.
That's what we got to start saying. Tell them, promoting that shit too. When somebody said he want to come on the show, you'd be like, yo, if you shy, you don't like to talk, you know, after like 20 minutes, after a couple of shots,
you'll be ready.
You're going to tell us what happened in third grade and shit.
So we give everybody a fair warning. The show must go on.
Anybody got rants?
I do not have a rant.
I mean,
well, that's a first.
I mean,
just waking up.
You told us what Tuesday, yo, I got a rant. I've been waiting. And you didn't forget it.
I got a rant. Most people don't know shit about boxing. We got a nice fight coming on tonight. That should
Spence
be.
Spence versus Porter?
It should be fireworks. Like, boom, boom.
Is it going to go the distance?
Yeah, I think it is. But it's going to be like...
Will there be knockdowns?
It's going to be some knockdowns.
Okay. Who you taking?
I'm going with Spence. But my boy Dirty Boy, he like a small version of Holyfield. Like, so you put your... Yeah, you do the math on that.
You know who Earl Spence remind me of? In a lot of ways. Eli Manning.
The same look.
He got the same look round one and he has it from round 12.
When he get hit hard... Soft, he still got the same look.
game face, I guess.
Bro, when he talking, his interviews, the same look that he had around 8. Like, what kind of shit is that? That's Eli for you, yo.
Same demeanor.
That's Eli. Eli won the Super Bowl, had the same look when he got sacked for 20-yard loss. True. Same look when he won the Super Bowl.
True.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
I guess that's kind of like a good thing. You never get too high on the highs, so you never get too low on the lows.
And nobody could never try to figure you out.
Yeah, your poker face is impeccable.
Yeah, he should play poker, both of them. Damn, dog. You give him ideals. Since Eli on the bench, Eli, he got time.
He getting ready to retire.
Yo, he got time to play poker now.
Yeah, it's over, man.
Now, I think he could go to Jacksonville. He could go to a couple of places. Why not, though? So you telling me that quarterback that's on the field right now is better than Eli? Be honest.
Listen.
Be honest.
Pittsburgh could use him.
You telling me the quarterback that's throwing the ball in Pittsburgh right now is better than Eli?
He's the highest rated and highest percentile throwing quarterback in the league right now.
Let's be honest, though. Be for real. Let's talk reality. You telling me you'll take the nigga from the Jaguars right now.
That's the Uncle Rico. The dude from Jacksonville.
You'll take him right now over Eli right now.
That's my rant. Fuck you, Jacksonville. On fucking Bleacher Report, so the quarterback from the Jaguars met quote-unquote, and they made it apparent, the real Uncle Rico. I feel as though that was shots at me because they played Denver this weekend. So Jacksonville Jaguars, count your fucking days.
Man, they said that cat was stretching in his underwears, man, warming up.
Yeah,
he looked like a
different
dude.
Come on, man, that's weird, though, man. You're in a locker room full of men. Why you warming up in your underwear, man? Why?
You in the locker room in your underwear.
Huh? But you stretching, bro. They said, I'm talking about yoga stretching. Come on, man. That's weird. That's two things. You either...
Less restriction, I guess?
Yeah.
No fabrics on you?
I really don't see a problem with it.
I bet you don't, Uncle Rico. You do.
But, I got a rant. I made notes for this one.
Oh, you got to wrote it down.
I ain't want to forget it. Like
must
you
be
did.
Nice rant, then.
Hold on. So you got a problem with him stretching in his underwear, but it was okay with Odell Beckham in a hot tub with a man singing Sexual Healing.
I never said I was okay with it, though. I act like I ain't even see this shit. Oh, I ain't want to see it. That's what I did. Right. So somebody asked me about it, I started talking about something else.
I know who that is.
I ain't see shit.
I know him on 3 days. When I first saw Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays.
When I first saw it, I said, what the fuck is he doing? And then when people ask me about it, I said, nah, I ain't see it. What happened, yo?
When I get that feeling of sexual healing.
That was horrible, yo.
Sexual.
But like we said, what happens on the field stays on the field. What happens on the field stays off the field. That hot tub was not on the field.
Man.
It was not four hours, bro.
I'm going to shout out OBJ because him being him, gave the world Ryan Davis. Ryan Davis is a comedian based out of North Carolina. And he did a video talking about Odell. And he went viral and the bull been touring ever since.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a blessing in disguise.
Hey, shout out to the hot tub sexual healing.
Oh, God. My rant.
Shit, ain't you funny, though?
For this week. You can't get mad no more. He plays for Cleveland. You gotta let that go.
I still want man's though, bro.
Nah.
It wasn't his choice?
Nah. They could have kept him.
It wasn't his choice. I said, wasn't it John? It was Odell. Like, Odell, like, I want to get traded. He ain't kicked no Brown or no Jalen Ramsey.
Now, either.
He was upset about going to Cleveland. You went from the big city to Cleveland? Come on.
You're still getting treacherous winters either way.
I mean, but it's the highlight. You know.
My nigga went to Cleveland. He didn't cut the blonde hair off.
Yeah, like he went, no, like, yeah, like.
That nigga was like, nah, my head gonna be covered the whole time I'm here, so fuck that.
I'm more looking sophisticated now, like, the hell?
Boy mean business, man.
Well, when he got on the field, he meant business, though. I mean, when he scored them dances, that's something different.
Listen. But he looks like the kind of guy.
You can't take nothing away from his talent.
He looks like the kind of guy that when it's time to, you know, get off from work, he get off from work. He separate himself from what he do real quick.
That's fucked up, y'all.
I mean, but, you know,
He leave that shit in locker, motherfucking B-17.
Yep. As soon as my boy leave the stadium,
hey, man, we're at a party. I don't know him at home. I only know him on the field.
Well, I mean, apparently off the field, he don't give a fuck about nothing.
But he might be like, you never know, like 20 years from now, he might be like interview gold. Like when he ain't in the league no more. And like the story, kind of like Dennis Rodman. You know, because Dennis Rodman, like, people still talking about it. Like, he's doing interviews right now.
But they was...
And he's telling some stories from back then, and people are captivated by him.
But they saying that how Odell is like a big superstar when they go to Japan, China, all them other countries and everything. They saying, like, he's a mega superstar.
Might be.
Like,
man. If they like know, niggas over there.
And especially when you dance.
They like
niggas. I told a nigga. So, no, Kevin Hart Ben said it. Then the Carvey Hammer said it. Or what you all said it? As long as you know how to get a move, know a move, you good. You always will be good.
My rant this week is, and a lot of times in today's society, you know, people jump on trends and waves, but they don't do their research. They don't look it up.
Look it up.
So, but my rant this week is for all y'all people out there that like to refer to yourselves as kings and queens.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
I feel like y'all gotta chill with that talk. Reason being, can't be a king nor a queen if you don't know how to run a kingdom.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Your kingdom is a direct reflection of your leadership. So if your household is in turmoil, what kind of king and queen are you? You know what I mean? Finances ain't right, if your parents ain't right, or your children's parents ain't right, or your kids themselves ain't right, that's a reflection of your time as a king or queen. There's nothing wrong with trying to speak things into existence.
I mean, I thought...
But you got to put the work in with it.
A lot of, I ain't going to say everybody, but a lot of guys call their wife or their woman queen as like a motivation to her. It's like calling your girl beautiful.
That's cool.
Like, see what I'm saying? But a lot of people,
I'm talking about that girl that calls herself a queen.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah,
but
yeah,
you on Section 8.
Yeah.
You paying HUD every month.
Yeah.
But you a queen. You a queen, but your son need a haircut.
And on fucking cue, Mr. Fucking Softy.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody, the noise in the background, that's Mr. Softy. Give it up. It's Mr. Softy. Right,
yeah. Trap God.
Yeah. He got
ain't no kids
days
on this block. Ain't but no he gonna, but he coming through.
Block, we got like one street light and it's pitch black out here. What he doing out here, yo?
Most ice cream men wouldn't even feel safe. That's why I say he trapping.
Word.
It's more than ice cream on him. He got some white, but he ain't talking vanilla.
Shout out to Master P, man.
Ice cream man. But yeah, in terms of that king and queen stuff, I mean, I feel like if you're going to refer to yourself as that, you need to carry yourself like that at all times and in all things that you do. When you're considered a king, you're supposed to be the leader. People look to you for leadership. So, and if you can't lead people, don't call yourself a king.
Simple, fair.
There's nothing wrong with being a knight. Hell.
Actually, there's a lot wrong. And these soft motherfuckers going to run out here being a knight.
I didn't say. Yeah. Before we even get on that part. But, you know, you can be a pawn, you can be a rook, whatever you want to be. But don't call yourself a king if you're really not really ready to wear the crown and take the responsibilities of your kingdom, which, just, I mean, kings have advisors. So, you know, sometimes you got to humble yourself and just ask for help. You got a lot of people who won't even do that.
I guess they because they're a king.
Pride being the way.
When you heard
sometimes.
It, saw what I put on my Facebook like a week ago. I said, the universe made man, and man made king and queens.
So it's not supposed to be there to begin with.
It was not natural. It was not a natural.
It's not a natural order of things.
Nah, it's not.
Yo, it's a quote from a movie. The quote is deep, and it's a comedy movie that always stuck with me. So, if y'all watched Ricky Bobby, when he got his arm broke in the bar, the bull said, your injuries or one of ignorance and pride? That should always stick with me. So, you being a king and you not running your kingdom right, it's fucked up. Ignorance and pride.
I'm gonna tell you what's ignorant. Mr. Fucking Softy.
Oh, yeah.
Did he turn the music up?
I feel like.
Actually, he's like over there now. Closer. He's like right in front of the house.
He got closer.
Yeah, he on some bullshit.
Bruh, ain't nobody fucking with you, homie, in September. It's about to be October next week. Facts. Shut it down.
Yeah, he got a deadline, don't he?
Not trap really. Guy.
Nah, he trap guy. He
trap guy gonna be out here.
You gonna hot chocolate and hot dogs?
You never know.
The crazy part is, we gonna be on Facebook, see somebody in Mantua 15 minutes from now saying he up there trapping. Man. And it's gonna go to Glassboro, and it's gonna go to Paulsboro. He going up the highway.
This money making Mitch shit, bro. Let me go hit the block, see what they got for me.
Hey, yo, when I was a kid, I can't believe I used to chase that motherfucker. I look at that motherfucker disgusting.
Grown adults chasing.
I look at that shit disgusting.
Man. I seen the post the other day and was like, I know that's like Mr. Softy out here at 9 o'clock at night. Hold on, let me go chase this nigga down.
Damn.
Hey, man.
I look at that shit now. It's crazy now how I look. Like you'd be disgusted at him. I'd be like legit disgusted with that dude. Like, what are you doing here? Because it comes from different angles. Because, you know, first of all, I got a disdain for him just because every time we record, he decided to come through here. And then on top of that, I'm like, bruh, I know you don't see nobody on this block. Why you driving so slow?
Facts.
And then on top of that, that shit where, you know, comedians for years said, I bet you that motherfucker be sitting in there, be like, look, let's see, can we make him go run faster? Let me hit the gas a little bit. Like, they only running 4 miles per hour. Let's see, can we get him up to 8?
Chasing them bomb pops. And on top of that, the price is crazy these days, man. When we was younger, the price was nothing like this on an ice cream truck.
Tony, we didn't care about prices back then.
No,
got,
but
now
I
that, now got $2.
Now that I got nine, I had kids, allowance, I care about
I had
prices.
A budget. I knew about money back then and prices. Them shits is different now.
Listen,
shit.
Every time I went to the ice cream truck, I ain't had no money in my hand. my dad used to say, "What y'all want?" Or my uncle used to be like, "What y'all want?" Like that's what I'm saying. Like I never really worry about the prices and everything.
That's good times then.
Yo, where is
had the lounge.
My dad's like, "Yo, all right, come on, let's go to the point.
Either
what y'all want.
You want Mr. Softy or you want to go to Hank's? Your call, it's your money."
That was too far a walk for us, yo. We was out the middles.
Man. I don't care.
One of the perks of being from Middletown.
Man, bruh. You, as a kid, if you had a bike,
oh, yeah,
scooter,
I mean, we made our
skateboard.
Way. We made our way.
Or if you just had the will.
No, or late 80s, you had a fucking scooter.
Yeah, scooters.
Going on that bitch.
Nah, but imagine doing the dumb shit I did, though. Going to school, ran to Hank's. And bought a motherfucking ice cream and tried to have to eat it right before before the bell rang. Oh my goodness! You talk about
you put hella pressure on yourself.
Yo, people doesn't know how serious that was, yo.
Coming in this, I still in remember class it. With a what you call that shit?
Brain freeze.
I'm trying to figure out who gets ice cream right before school.
Exactly, that's how bad I was craving for it. So I'm like, buy me ice cream. So actually, Al looking at me like, what's wrong? You buying ice cream?
My boy had brain freeze in the first 10 minutes of class, Kate's bathroom, gotta take a shit.
Yo, at the earliest, it has to be lunch break when you can actually buy the ice cream sandwiches and the motherfucking Nutty Buddies. It has to be at least lunch break. You was wild.
Bro, you know what happened though? See, this is the catch. Stores put things in front of you to set you up. Right. We all know that at the counter, when you look down, what you see? At
ice Hanks. Cream.
All ice cream, all different kinds. Got me. Sold. Advertisement.
I think it was like this. I'm thinking Mr. Softy hit your block right as it was time to go in the house.
And I couldn't get none.
You couldn't get none. And you was just sitting there like, I'm going to get me some ice cream. Fuck
nah,
man.
You know what? I don't think it was Mr. Softy. Remember we had the little blue ice cream
truck? Blue truck. Yeah. That's what we had mostly too, though, before Mr. Softy.
We had that blue joint.
Yeah, he was a beast, too.
Yeah. He had everything. We didn't get Mr. Softy until, like, we kind of got
old. Yeah,
blue joint came through, like.
Yep. What the name was it? What's the name on it?
I don't remember the name of the bitch. It was the blue ice cream truck.
And he had a whole different song. Like, Mr. Softy.
He had gum candy, all that shit on there. Chips if you wanted some.
Yeah, yeah, he was grinding.
Shout out to the blue ice cream truck, man. I don't know where you at these days,
yeah,
but
wherever you are, bro,
you kindly missed.
Man. Somebody dropped the ball. Somebody in the family was supposed to pick up that business.
You find out Mr. Salty ran down on me. Shut him down.
I wish I could ask a dude who does that. You know, what kind of money do you make doing that?
They said they make mad money because they get the stuff wholesale.
Like they I know they're getting it cheap.
So you get an ice cream board that he sells for $2. He getting it for like 75 cents. So he doubling his profit easy. See what I'm saying? So yeah. He eating, yo. Yeah, you got to buy a wholesale. You got to buy
it. It's a seasonal thing, though.
It is a seasonal thing.
Now, if you can get that grind like year round, that's something different. I'd be
don't
with
forget,
that.
He don't come out in the morning. He might got a morning job.
I seen Mr. Salty in the highway in the morning. At night, everything. Mr. Salty be...
I'm talking about, he might got a job in the morning.
We're not going to disclose what I think he's doing on the truck, but...
Trap God. You heard what I said.
It's definitely something extra going on in the truck.
Oh, you just push that button, yeah?
Yeah.
You talking about ahead of time?
No, it's on time.
I think you pushed it.
Man, to each his own, but...
That was long 10 minutes.
I've never, ever had to convince you to drink.
No, it was definitely on point.
I thought you was about to say never, ever, ever. Hey, don't start that shit, motherfucker. Don't start that shit, yo.
Not today.
Nah, son. Nah, won't be none of that.
Don't do it.
It'll be none of that. So, that being said, as we take shots of this luxurious alcohol in front of us, by the way, tonight's beverages are provided by Cavassier.
Yes.
Shout out to Cavassier.
Give us a deal.
We give you a better shout out, a stronger shout out, a more convincing shout out if you give us a deal.
Cavassier Cowboy shirts, hats, everything.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Matter of fact, I'm going to write y'all an 8-page letter.
Be like, y'all tomorrow. Are the unofficial member of the crew.
Word.
We need a deal, man. We need an ASAP, too. We tired of buying liquor.
We've done 50 episodes. Cavassier's been there at least for 40 of them.
Right.
For real? That's facts.
Yeah, when it wasn't Cavassier, then it was might be Henny because, you know, niggas' checks was right, you know. But then when niggas heard about this local sale on Cavassier,
oh, man.
Cavassier became the fourth drunk.
Yeah. Henny went out the window.
Uncle Vossi. Uncle Vossi. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That being said, really quickly, gentlemen, well, not really quickly, but we drinking liquor. A lot of people drink liquor on Saturday nights. We're no exception. My question to y'all is this. Do liquor and sex go together?
What kind of sex?
I mean, well, from just, you know, prior experience.
It can get real.
I'm throwing the quotations up, everybody. From prior experience, it leads to nasty sex. I mean...
Nasty is defined by the persons, by the people involved with
it. What I noticed that...
Not your usual.
I know that women, right? Women I deal with. I ain't talk for all women because I can't speak. I can only speak for the things I've been through, right? For the women I dealt with, right? Sex was good. That's why I deal with you, right? But it's like when the alcohol, when you get alcohol on you, the sex that's good turns into something else. It's hard to explain. Like, it's a little bit different, right? Yeah. Meaning that... The back shots that you was running from is now that you throwing them back now.
Whoa, shit.
Like, yeah, I'm now pushing her back now. Like, whoa, like, damn,
that shit,
girl.
That shit, my fucking socks starting to hold around your feet and shit.
I ain't pushing nothing. I'm fitting to come. Told you don't do it. I told you slow down. You got more aggressive. Well, here, but you get.
It seems like they can take more. Like, they get stronger, I guess. That's what it seems like to me.
Alright, so...
Because them ooh, wow, ooh, that's, ooh.
Now, that thing you talking about, that sounds like you and the lady both had alcohol before the sex.
Yeah.
What if one of y'all had alcohol and the other one is sober?
It ain't the same. Like, it ain't the same.
Actually, like...
The energy don't match.
Actually, my significant other, she like when I get alcohol on me. She like, she don't gotta have alcohol to be, like, freaky, she said. But she will always want me to be extra. Cause she want me to do some like, she want me to bite her back, like crazy different things, like
bite back, fat
bite
bro?
Back, yo, like I'm gonna bite the back, yo,
rawr. Fat back,
shake him, rawr.
Told you I'm a biter, prove it.
You bit me there last time, bite me somewhere else.
What the fuck? I'm drunk. You know I can't concentrate like this.
All right. Oh, real? Okay, all right, my bad. Yeah. You already did that there, Bison some worlds.
Now all of a sudden she going to work. Somebody pat her on back, good job. Ooh, not right there. Now what happened? I can't really talk about it.
Then I got him thinking you even smacked on him at home and shit.
Man, you look like you in an abusive relationship. Oh, cause she into this shit.
You know that shit remind me of? The Ace Ventura. I ain't know the Watusis were biters.
Oh man, but like you were saying, if one drink and the other, it don't be the same. Like, but when y'all both lit, it's something different.
I think, like with Twitty, I know what Twitty's saying, like, because it'd be like a frequency level that y'all on, like it goes to another level when y'all start drinking, like, it's like y'all communicate more, like, y'all open up more, like, it's like, give you a comfortable feeling and stuff, like, meaning that you could be yourself without being judged, like, because you don't give a fuck what nobody gonna say now.
Well, so the flip side to that is this, right? So I know somebody, before he goes to have sex with this one person in particular, and it's not just this person, but there's a couple people, but they got a drink before they go have sex with them. What does that actually mean?
I had somebody like that. They ain't turn me on. I ain't gonna hold on to it because the times that happened to me, I only call this person up when I'm drunk. When I'm sober, I'm like, nah. But as soon as I get alcohol inside me, it was good.
So,
are they the first call, or are they just
they're the last call?
They're the last Hail Mary.
I mean, they're the call that they might be the fourth.
Down by call. Six, it's 1 second on the clock. We on the 40-yard line.
The Hail Mary.
So, the question is, would that be more towards you can't look at them, or you can't deal with them?
They're not my type.
But they got the good shit.
No, I never said it's good. It's convenient, sweetie. Meaning that I'd rather have some than none.
But you gotta be drunk, though.
But I gotta be drunk. That's why I said it's convenient. It's not nothing that I gotta have. It's not a necessary.
So that person, or anybody who might be involved with that, do you think they catch the vibes off of that? Like, every time you come here, you drunk.
They kind
of
do it because they always throw it out there. You don't even want to do something when you drunk. Like, they got it.
Oh, no, they caught that vibe.
But they know it, but they know it, but it still happens, though, every time alcohol's involved.
Why you don't come see me at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
What?
I'm drunk by then.
I'm like, who are you?
It depends on what's going on.
I didn't come here for that.
Oh, day drinking. You might be day drinking, you know what I mean?
Might get you up 2 p.m. But
yo, it do plays a big part, man. People could say they want. Alcohol changes everything, yo. Alcohol changes the mood. Alcohol changes the situation, how you fuck and everything. Because like, you get a little freakier, yo, with alcohol inside you, especially when you're drunk. You know what I mean?
So question: is alcohol the hold on, say this right? The annexation of Puerto Rico?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's what the Lil Jon's,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you got it, man.
That's what it is.
Yep. Ooh, we got it.
This nigga likes the Giants. You think he ain't gonna know something about Lil Jon?
Yeah. Giants, help us, God.
All right, throw the ball to Johnny.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm Johnny.
I don't want that shit.
Yo, that movie is great.
Giants.
But anyway. So we're gonna have to do like a follow up to this episode too. We're gonna need some women's opinion on this because I gotta hear what they gotta say. The story they gonna say. You know what I mean? I know that vagina gets a little deeper when that alcohol's in there. I don't care what nobody say.
Hold on, so it just goes up more.
Yeah, it's something. That bitch is
open.
Man, yeah, word is born, dude. Cause it's like he wasn't just taking that. Now you're taking all of it, yo. Like, all of it. Like,
you got
without me, nothing. Like, even, like.
And you got me looking down like, I don't think I got enough dick for this job.
Yo, like, it's crazy. And then the next day, they go like, yo, I was a little freak last night, huh? Bitch, you was scaring me.
Bitch, I'll kill you.
Look. What you was drinking last night? Oh, I was drinking tequila. No more tequila.
No more tequila, yo.
No more.
You're getting Amsterdam from now on.
You're getting vodka. You're getting rum. Getting brandy. can't drink that dark stuff. It made me throw up. Perfect.
Hey, I'm glad we brought this up because y'all had a chick that I was fucking with and shit. Like, we fucked around, man. She was like basic. Y'all know the basic person that having sex is. She was missionary, and then like I was trying to like, now you trying to help somebody out. Like I'm hitting it with the legs up, so I pull her legs down and I start rolling her on top of me. So when she got on top of me, she just sat there and then she started like move like pump.
Like her hips.
Pump. Yeah, so now I'm trying to make her squat. You know what I mean? She was
get
like,
the bounce.
She ain't want to do it. So I'm like, the fuck, yo. And then she got her to tell me she's shy. Bitch, how you butt naked sitting on the dick saying you shy?
We're naked.
And now you see, now you telling me that you shy. That was the reason why you performed like that way. And then all of a sudden, right? I said, one day she hit me up. She's like, what you doing? I said, yo, I'm drinking. She said, I'm drinking too. I said, what you drinking? She said, man, my girl bought me a Steel Reserve. I said, Steel Reserve? She was like, which one was that? That's a beer? I said, oh my God.
Bruh.
I said, I ain't even say that.
Did you have sex with her that night? Man,
listen, hold on.
You was getting the wine on pussy.
I said, listen, yo. You probably be drunk by 9 o'clock, right? So all of a sudden, at 9:30, she texted me, where you at? I said, I'm out and about. She said, yo, come through. I said, come through. She said, yeah, come with me right now. I said, oh, shit, right now?
Right now?
Bro.
Like, stop what I'm doing.
Bro, enter the door, right?
Sloppy
from the wrist. Bro.
Right there on the door.
No, bro.
Hey.
I said, can I take my pants off, please?
Come on.
Can I take my pants off? So, boom, pull the pants down. She pulled my pants off and everything. Now she pulling me. She throw me around in the bed and jumped right on it. And when I say she jumped on it, holding the ankles.
Oh
damn.
And bro, she meant business. Guess what? I had to stop her. I had to stop her.
So
all of a sudden you got shy?
No, I was about to come.
So,
but what you
club at?
So what you telling me as a single man in the group, right? Is to get a joint or Steel Reserve.
Yup. It's a rack.
That's that wino pussy though.
It doesn't matter. It works. Twitty. At the end of the day, Twitty.
Noted.
The object is to get the job done. Like get her done. Steel Reserve, yo. The 24 ounce can.
First of all, let me say this to you.
But your breath gonna smell like Steel Reserve.
Twitty, I ain't give a fuck about that.
He was drunk too, so at that point.
It don't kick into the next morning, Twitty. Your breath don't stink from Steel Reserve to the next morning.
No. On contact. Your breath smell was super reserve on it. But
it's worse in the morning.
It's bad.
Depending on how sharp your nostrils are when you get there.
Your body fluids mixed with the Steel Reserve is a bad mixture.
Bruh, but listen, on behalf of all real niggas, I want to say thank you for doing that night. Reason being, she don't drink Steel Reserves, and then all of a sudden she had one that night, she might fuck around and did something stupid. So you went over there, so you tamed the beast. She might have went out. She might have raped the nigga that night.
Bro.
She might have fought the cops that night.
And bro, and she, and guess what?
Steel Reserve's a wild card.
Like she is a memory, bro.
You have a whole different respect for that.
Yeah, I respect her, bro.
Matter of fact, yeah.
I fuck around here and salute.
You have an appreciation for her that you never knew was going to be.
Yeah. There. And yo, you know what's crazy? She really don't even know she got that. Like, she went back to normal, too, now.
Because she ain't drinking Steel Reserve no more.
She got drinking that Steel Reserve.
Nigga, every time I stepped out, time I stepped to her door, I'd have had a fresh can of Steely in my head, like,
you know what
ice
I tell
cold. You hit that.
But you know what I tell her? Like, you don't drink no Steel Reserve. They bad for you. But guess what, though? But when I know that I'm going to be around, I'm going to give her a Steel Reserve, I just don't want to do it.
Lord. Hold on. Was it the regular or was it one of the flavored joints?
It was the regular joint.
Yeah.
It's the regular joint.
Bruh, come there. When you get to the door before you knock, right, take the can or the bottle, put it in a cup. Just say, here, drink this.
Bless.
Drink this, wait 30 minutes, wake me up. I know what time it is.
Hey, because it kicking fast.
Yeah,
I know it kicking fast. It kicking fast when I drink Steel Reserve.
Ain't no joke, man.
Bro, that's what
so
I said.
So imagine a chick that don't drink.
Drink this, wait 30 minutes, I'm going to take a nap. By the time you get there, I'm going to be charged up. It's gonna work
nigga,
out.
Nigga, by the time you wake up from your nap, she be like, yo, I'm already done. She done fucked the shit out you, man.
Nigga, that means you wasn't drinking alcohol when you got there. You had some dope. You was leaning.
But no, that alcohol shit real though.
I mean, but rumor has it, you know, Steel Reserve is drank by the old steel millers and all that heat. So, I mean, that shit different. Steel Reserve 211.
That's the real silver bullet.
Word.
I mean, I know Coors took it. I know Coors took it and ran with it, but I'm inclined to believe that.
Man, Coors is piss water.
Yes, you're just going to keep pissing.
If you're trying to filter out your system, drink Coors Light. You'd be clean as a whistle in a couple of hours. You even pissed 25 times already.
I think next time I do a drug test for a job, I'm going to just drink like a six pack of Coors Light.
So that's all you got. That's all you need. You're going to be pissing. Pissing the night away.
Damn, I don't worry about it saying, I'm pissing on the stars.
Oh, God. We got all these.
That means you're high and you're drunk.
Yo!
That mean you smoke the blunt and you drink Coors Light, you pissing on the stars.
You smoke the dipper. You smoke that half baked weed, nigga. You just float.
But yo, I know that my personal experience with me and my sister together, we had fun and more. Listen, sex is gonna always be good. To nut the Miz is always excellent. But it's like that the pleasure leading up to the nut is what the alcohol gives you. That's different than normal sex. You know what I'm saying? Because the nut gonna be the nut, no matter what.
Seems legit.
But that having
can't
fun.
Can't argue with that.
That, you know what I mean? That different freaky shit, that different licks that were. Wait a minute. You ain't already licked there. Now say you licking there. Like, wait a minute. What's going on?
Who told you about the gooch?
That's gonna be a lot of extra shit, man.
Hold on.
So, question for y'all. Back in y'all younger, wilder days, you ever went to a chick crib, like I said, and you dead ass sober and she lit and the shit just turned you off?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Like they extra.
Word.
Oh my God.
I got a story to tell. You to be like.
Before you tell your story, because I think I know the story like, you're gonna tell.
Like this shit ain't even cute, man.
But like, nah. Bro. I'm gonna tell you one thing that fucked me up, right? I had a chick invite me to her crib, right? And I pulled up. You know, she told me what apartment door it was. Slide in there, and she was on 10, ready to go. Right, and I was like, okay. So he's in the doorway. She trying to get right. I said, oh, just a couch or a bed or something, or at least a floor, bruh. I left that doorway. I walked in our living room. Her shit was filthy. Clothes all over the place. Empty pizza boxes on the dining room. I'm like. It's paper plates on the coffee table. I was like, I'm not fucking you. I immediately was like, oh shit, hold up, I'll be right back. I gotta do something.
Hey, my boy, you come up with a
valid I don't know what I gotta excuse. Do, but I gotta do
he,
something.
He ain't come with a valid excuse or nothing. I gotta do something.
Crib was so dirty, man, I was uncomfortable. I thought something was gonna touch me or crawl on me.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a crib like that before. Like, that shit, that's horrible, nasty.
I'd rather fuck in the car than do some shit like that.
Fuck outside.
Come outside, man. Just come outside. Yeah, shit.
Fuck you on your porch.
Get in this house. Put your hands up. Put your hands on the side of the house.
Yeah. Meet me on the side of the house.
Turn around. Put your hands up.
Just make sure your neighbors ain't no cameras in the yard.
Nah, fuck it. They gonna get a show. But I ain't going in that house.
They go back in there.
Mine was a little different. Mine was not no dirty house. Mine was, this is my thing. We playing this shit. Like, all week long, like yo, you gonna come to the crib? I must have set up, I had the music playing, got my candles and shit.
Oh,
like,
you had to build
like,
up.
I'm like, you only gotta have the candles. I ain't into all that, but if you wanna do it, if that makes you freakier, that turns you on, let's do it. You know what I mean? It's a build up, boom. So, like, I was running late. She's like, yo, where you at? Like, then she called me back. Where you at? I'm like, wait a minute, why does she keep calling me back like that? That right there was a flag right there. I should have
ignored
it. I ignored it. I'm like, damn, she want this dick. That's what I was thinking. I felt cocky.
I'm about to deliver these premium goods.
I'm boom. Dropping dick off.
Boom. So when I got there, right, it was like pitch black kind of. And she was in a doorway, in the screen door, with just panties on and a bra. I'm like, motherfucker, your neighborhood can see you. Because I see you. Everybody can see you.
I'm surprised that they niggas lined up.
Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, so now I'm getting a little mad already. Like, you in a jewelry, like, for what? So, boom. I'm like, yo, girl, what's wrong with you? She's like, shut up. I said, what? She said, you heard me. Like, wait a minute, what's going on? So, all of a sudden, she's like, come on. So, boom. She threw me on the bed. And then she started to unbutton my pants to suck my dick. And then all of a sudden, her face fell inside my belt buckle where she was trying to open up, and she was just laying there. No, I'm like, what the fuck? No, Twitty. First of all, this was scary. This where you get scary at.
Let me ask you this. Were you drinking that night?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Twitty, this where you get scary at, Twitty. You know, when we fall, I fell on some pussy and fell asleep. Man. Right?
Had my fair share of those days.
So when she... When she fell face first in my belt buckle, because she never got it unbuckled, right? She was looking at me, stuck. I said, yo. She said, what?
Blacked out.
Let's go. I said, wait a minute. What the fuck is this, yo?
This is about to turn into rape.
No, first of all, I'm scared of movies. I watch too many scary movies. I started thinking some crazy shit. I started thinking that she was a zombie.
She's a ghost.
She was possessed. Yo, so now all of a sudden, I'm like, yo, get off me, yo. So I'm starting getting mad now. I'm like, yo, get off me. She said, no, fuck this pussy. Fuck this. She's like a recorder, a tape recorder or something.
Pearls. I clutched my pearls. She was possessed.
Yo, so boom. So all of a sudden, I said, man, I'm out of here. I grabbed my put my belt buckle already tightened up that it was already loosened a little bit.
So you just...
She never got it off.
So you just...
So now I'm walking out the door. Now she's trying to hold me. No, you ain't going nowhere. She was like dead weight, like as in like a rag doll. So she's trying to hold me, but I'm pushing her. She's falling like nothing. I'm like, girl, get up. So now I get outside. Now she comes outside with the panties and underwear on. I mean, the bra on. I'm like, yo, get back in the house. She's like, come back in the house then. I'm like, oh my goodness. Man, yo, all of a sudden, I just got in the car, pulled off. And I look at my mirror, she's like waving like, it was like a scary movie, yo. The next day, she said she was high with the Molly.
Oh, so you wasn't even having that sex with
really
her.
Was zombie pussy.
Yeah, yeah. I was pissed off. Like, I was mad at her.
I'm going to say it again, man. Shout out to you, because you're a real nigga. Right,
I was mad at her 2 weeks. And one of my things is, right, like a girl drunk, like if, like when I tell my significant other that she get drunk, like drunk, she can't handle liquor and stuff. So we get to the crib, like we take clothes off and shit. If she not moving, I'm not putting my dick in there. She wake up the next morning, you could have woke me up with that dick. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. That shit feel funny to me. That shit don't feel funny.
That's a female's favorite go-to line. Well, you can just woke me up.
Nah, that shit is like, girl, you taking advantage. That's like, come on, that's rape.
It's weird.
To me, that's like, no.
I was on this Damon shit from Friday After Next.
I like my fish.
Went squirming.
Yeah, like, that's how I am, though. Like, nah. Like, even if a girl, even if she's not drunk or not, and she's not moving, she just leaning like, nah, I'll take that shit out.
Don't want no basic bitch.
Yeah, like, nah, yo, like, that's
yeah,
not me.
Yeah, nah, that ain't cool, man.
I like my shit squirmy, yo.
So real everybody's
shit,
listening.
Real shit, that's like a legitimate turnoff. Like, if you, like, I get it, okay, you went past your limits.
You went past it. Cause it happens to us.
It happens to everybody. But if you sitting there, I get what you're saying. Cause like legitimately, that probably would fuck with my own head. Like you sit there and be like, yo, the fuck? Oh, I ain't taking no pussy.
Yeah, like that's
you. That means
that was never
if you're not moving, that means you clearly are well out of your own mind.
Bro, so you ain't...
So I fuck around, do something with you, you wake up tomorrow talking about...
You don't remember shit.
You don't remember shit, or I raped you, or blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, that's what we're not doing.
Hell no. That pussy ain't that worth it. Like, fuck you, got no million.
I'm just
going
to curl up on my side of the bed, mad as hell, and go to fuck
damn
to sleep.
Right. Mad
fuck around, leave.
Fuck around, call the two girls they ain't answer before I called you. And see if they answer now.
Give them a follow-up.
A court is born.
You hit them with that, yerp.
Hey, stranger.
They fuck around and answer, you'd you be in a situation like me.
Hey, big head.
I left pussy, they go to the pussy, and it didn't turn out well. I should have stayed with the pussy I had.
So yeah. Guys, we're telling you, if she is lifeless, don't do it.
Don't do
but
it.
But you know the sad part is.
A lot of dudes love that shit, though.
I was about to say.
There's a lot of dudes, bro. Tell me.
Is weird. That door, nigga. I'm dying. Yeah. But, like, yo, but yeah, it's a lot of real foul-ass niggas.
It is, bro.
They only want it that way.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's.
That takes, like, all the excitement out of the shit.
But, bro, that's their excitement, though, taking advantage of somebody.
Yeah.
Think about, bro, why everybody
be locked away somewhere?
So why do people rape people? They take advantage. They get excitement out of taking advantage. It's so much free pussy now. There's no such thing as rape. It's more pussy than dicks in the world.
It's $40.
$40. $40. Get you in there somewhere with somebody.
And sometimes it might be a meal. Applebee's, 2 for $20. And you ate too.
Word, you ate with them. And
everybody.
They got the dollar drinks every month.
And they got the dollar drinks. Come on, man. There, you win
spend,
it.
You went there and you spent $32. You ended the motherfucking winning.
You win it.
You full. You lit. She lit.
And you getting pussy.
That's a good night.
That's a great night.
Full belly, empty nutsack. Can't beat it.
Shit, the only thing better than that is getting two different types of pussies on the same night.
So, a jewel was just dropped. Whether y'all pick it up or not. So
but it's out there on the table.
It's out there. It's out there.
Tell you, man, every man should want that in their life, man. A full belly and an empty nutsack. That'd be
it. Yo, men are simple, though. Like, that's all we really want. And leave me alone when I'm playing 2K.
Hey, yo, we are way more simple than women, man. Way more. Listen, my thing is, right? Let's leave me alone, right? Let me do what I want to do.
Leave me alone.
Whenever I want pussy, let's be ready, be wet. Let's be wet. That's all. You don't gotta buy me nothing. You don't gotta do nothing for me. You don't gotta cook for me. You don't gotta clean me. You don't gotta do nothing. That's how that pussy wet. Whenever I'm ready. That's it.
And keep it tight. All right.
And he said, keep it tight.
So, me and that, we follow the same person on Instagram, right? And he had posted a meme the other day. And it was like, female on death row. And it was like, what do you want your last meal to be? It's like, I don't know. What you want?
Wow.
Yo, I don't understand.
Yo, I don't understand that shit either, yo.
No, I seen a joint. This shit had me dying, right? It said, babe wanted tacos. So I took her to Mexico. I was like, okay, that's kind of ballerish right there. That's kind of hard, right? But the first comment was, see what happens when you know what you want to eat? See how great it can be if you know what you want to eat? Bruh, that shit had me dying. I was like, yeah, it's hard. It's hard, boy.
It's crazy because, like, you know, I talk to my female friends, and just females in general, and I'm just like, yo, guys are simple. No, you're not. No, you guys not. You guys are the fucking worst. Like, nah, we simple as shit. All we want is to be fed, fucked, and left the fuck alone.
You know why we not simple, Twitty? Because of their expectations of what they see in us.
This that's
why
the movies?
I said that's why to them it feel like they got simple because they expect. They got to expect what they think what a man should be or should do and everything because somebody told them what a man should do, what should be doing and not shit.
Well, I don't even want to think this. It's not just that somebody told them. It's a combination of what they've been told, what they heard, and then what society is feeding them.
That's told, John. But that's broke down a little more.
Then break it down a little bit more. Then look it up. But the bad part about it is this, right? A lot of people even understand this concept when you're in relationships, right? Your relationships are going to be constantly evolving. So the person, like, if you've been with somebody for like 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they might not be the same person they was back then. You can't hold them accountable for that. You got to be able to grow too, because it's probably things that you're doing that's different than what you were doing back then.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you just got to be willing to grow with somebody.
I agree a little bit what he's saying, but I got a different perspective on how I see that. I told you, in the beginning, everybody lied. No mom would be telling the truth about who they are.
Who they really are.
Who you really are. And what happens is, you hide it for so long, then eventually one day, that shit just wake up next to you. You know what I mean? Then you be like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Now we having disagreements. about shit that who we, this is me now. I'm not hiding no more. So now we gotta deal with that. That's because I lied on my application in the beginning of the relationship. Come on, man.
No, but I never had that problem though. Like, I put that shit up front. Like, I tell you what I do. Like, when I first meet you, when we were chilling, you gonna see how I move, how I operate.
It's everything. You tell everything.
Put it out there. Where?
Like, see.
No, but see,
I'm gonna tell you, kids, why.
Let me say something real quick, just to rebuttal. So when I made my statement wasn't in terms of people who lying on the application. It's like, because some people try to hold you accountable for who you were when they met you, but if it's a natural evolution, you can't be upset with that.
Right? Natural evolution.
Yeah. Right. So, but if you're talking about like, but if you lying on the application, then yeah, nigga, it was gonna come back one way or another.
Right.
It always gets you.
Your background came back.
Yeah.
You 2 months of your job. Your background came back. Background. You gotta let you go.
I mean, like, if she say that, Lonnie, like, I keep catching you, like, texting these different chicks and everything.
Shots.
Why I ain't put on an application, every now and then I like to text the other women. You understand what I'm saying?
I get that.
So, when I look at our arguments, we don't even arguing about me texting other women. So if I don't put that on my application, we won't have no problems. Because that means you took the application, you read it.
Yes and no.
And...
because some women just going to find
you
something
to come. You said
you did.
See what I'm saying? That's what I mean by...
You got to get with your HR. Because y'all not doing y'all shit right.
And yo, Tweety, what I was saying about Tweety putting everything on the table, like I when I first met all the girls I fuck with, yo, I never said on my application that, yo, every... well, frequently.
I come
in like 30 seconds in a couple strokes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't put that on my application. I lie.
I wish we had women here.
You know what I'm saying? I put that on my application.
The reason I wish we had women here, right? Because here's the thing, right? I want to do women. I know, like, majority of the masses will tell you that, okay, a man coming fast is a bad thing. What is it, a man's fault? Your pussy's that good?
Right.
He had no idea he was going to come
back. I didn't know what I was getting into.
Like, listen, man, I'm with my boy Dick Gregory.
I had no tape on the fight. I had no tape on the team. I ain't no tape.
You know what I mean? I ain't get a chance to do a background check on you. This was an on-the-spot interview that escalated.
Dick Gregory said that the black man is the only man on the planet that call pussy good pussy. Mm. He said, what the fuck is good pussy? What makes good pussy good pussy? Oh, well, everybody will say that.
I didn't know it was rhetorical.
I just said Dick Gregory said black people the only one say it. Then he said, what the fuck is good pussy?
Good pussy to me. It's tight, shit. It's wet. She putting in just as much work as you putting in. You know, man, if I'm sweaty and she's sweaty, then you know, we both bust.
That's if only good, one person
that's
sweating.
That's a good go round.
Right, so she,
but
so
if she sit there like that basic joint, you should just lay on her back and you fuck her.
But guess what?
I mean, yes, you're getting
they
pussy.
Had nothing to do with the pussy. It was the experience. It's a big difference. Meaning, listen, when we having sex with a woman, yo, right?
No, go ahead, but just know when you get done, I'm
all right. Listen, when we had sex, right, you got sexual intercourse. Penetration, right?
Mm-hmm.
When people say good pussy, they're talking about the tightness, the wetness, and everything, right? But while all that's going on, right, your energy is connecting. Y'all vibrating while all that shit is going on. Because that means all good pussy is going to be good pussy. That means you can be with anybody that got good pussy, right? But all of a sudden that this girl, to me, this girl better than her, but y'all fuck the same. Y'all did the same doggy style. Y'all both pussy wet. Y'all both pussy tight and everything. What makes her different from her?
So is that what you're referring to, the experience at that point?
Experience.
All right, so.
Now see, my experience with her was good. She had a good experience, yo. Whatever it was that we had a good experience together. See, when you say good pussy, that means you can fuck any, a lot of girls got good pussy. Cause I could name about 30, 40 offhand, you probably name.
Stop it. Let Uncle Rico say his point. Before we start to do this name shit.
Come on, bro. I used to be a player back in the day.
But you gotta stop being so passionate.
But we enjoy a good pussy. Like, hey,
if there's something to be passionate about,
good pussy.
But nah, but to go what you said though, right? So this is a combo we had the other night. We were talking about levels of something. We gonna drop that one right now, but different levels of it.
Okay.
So you got your good pussy. You got your, I'm cool with that. And you got the bad. Mm-hmm. So that's how you distinguish. Like, now the bad is the one, keep moving, trying to run. Like, the whole experience ain't good. Because it's like, you got to fucking put him in a fucking headlock and stay the fuck still.
But even though she was running, her shit probably was tight. That's why she was running.
So what if the pussy ain't wet?
Now, that means that's a problem then. Because if the pussy's not wet, that means she's not into you. That's as simple as that, bro. Everybody know that. You got to talk to any woman. And she'll tell you, like, y'all wasn't really into her. I was thinking about something. I was stressing. Like, she even tell you, you sit and talk to her about it.
Then why would you put your dick in there? Why would she let you put it?
Because she, because you know, a woman is always gonna be submissive without her being submissive. Means that she feels like she gotta do it for you.
Make not you these new bros.
Even though she don't want to do it, she still gonna try to do it for you and everything. But where's more? Whenever a girl, when a dude's like, y'all pussy dry, my fucker pussy dry, nigga, maybe you doing something wrong, bro.
So
maybe you not turning on.
So okay, I'm gonna give you a quick example.
Okay.
So let's say Twitty hit it. He say it's dry.
Okay.
You hit it. You say it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
I hit it. I say it's dry. Now listen.
Walk like a
now
duck.
We all might not be the most handsome niggas.
But maybe she wasn't. She ain't one none of us though.
How? She let us run.
That's only three people though. No, what I'm saying, that's only three people. But maybe, like, what I'm trying to say is, bro, listen, when a woman turned on, you'll know when a woman turned on, like, because they're a whole, that's why we need women here, yo. And they explain it better than I can explain it, yeah. But when a woman turned on, you can feel the difference, bro. You can feel the difference when they turned on and shit. Like, yo, like, when a girl just look at you and gaze at you for nothing, like, then you doing something else, and you turn around, she gazing at you. Like, wait, what the fuck? You
that
can feel
creepy,
it. John, you can't feel it? You
can, like, I get hot. I get hot.
Yeah, yo. And yo, like, like, bro, that's what I'm trying to tell you. This is a different spirit, and that's why we need a woman right here.
Fact.
Tell us what that feel. What are they going through their mind at them moments right there? Like, you know what I mean?
I have a good answer to these.
Say some shit like this.
Still reserved.
I know this nigga can't keep a job.
I know he ain't shit.
I know he don't take care of his kids. But he this my nigga.
Yo, word is born. And then, yo, our shit stay wet. All times, yo. 4 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night, shit wet. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, shit wet. No problems.
Bruh.
That means it's her wet because she wet because she aroused already. Don't forget.
So
and what if we didn't get
so
that's wet?
What, so that's like going back to what he said.
Okay, so I get what you're saying, right? So what about, like, so that mean if it's wet at 4 a.m. and you was snoring 30 minutes.
Who
ago,
the fuck you was dreaming about?
One.
Maybe she was up staring at you, John.
One. But two. So here's the thing, right? If you're walking around constantly aroused, I can't imagine this is good for you. Because eventually you're going to fuck somebody.
Yeah. Yo, did y'all see shit on World Star? The chick, she got some type of disorder. Where her shit is real. Yeah, she be having like, I don't know, the number was crazy. How many orgasms she have a day to where she got to get SSI because she can't wear. Like, the shit just rubbing.
Who the fuck is on her mind constantly?
But she said that it was. She says not good. She says not fun no more. Like it don't. She says not like.
I bet.
That she got a whole kid. It just hit her like in the last like year or some shit like that, right? Like.
I know where she doesn't start having
words fall.
Now, what ghost is fucking her right now, though? She got a demon that's fucking the shit out of her, yo.
The invisible man that took his blue pill and he wearing that ass.
But yeah, that's crazy.
What time we got, Twitty?
We got 2 minutes left, if that, less than two. So we're gonna turn around, we're gonna start the decline on this at this point. So
how much time we got?
60 seconds.
Damn.
Actually a minute and a half, but whatever.
I could do a lot in a minute and a half, man. Choo choo. Don't get mad at me.
I have no words for that. That kudos to you, my nigga, for making the most out of me.
Hey, man.
You can do a lot to me in the head.
Hey, man.
bro, you got 2 minutes. Bitch, more than enough time. Everybody gonna be happy.
Bitch, you know who you talking to.
But as always, man, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Drunk Onks Podcast. Twitter, @drunk_onks, Drunk Onks Radio. You can also go straight to our own website, which is drunkonks.com. On Fridays, they can do what with you?
They can find me.
No, on Fridays, what happens?
They can question everything, man.
Exactly.
Okay, you got it right on the second swing.
No, I was about to say you can find me on question everything. That's what I was about to say. But he directly wanted me to say it the way he
said it was perfect, though. He said it was perfect.
But yeah, question everything, man. Friday nights,
I threw the alley-oop to him. He just,
we building, man. We building, man.
Well, Slonnie.
Follow the wave, yo.
So I immediately told him to give me the ball back. We tried again.
Hey, man, we question everything, man.
On any random day of the week, they can do what?
They can come and watch Tony J versus the World now on iHeartRadio, by the way.
Okay. That's dope. That's big. And maybe not next Saturday. Maybe not the following Saturday. But maybe like 3 Saturdays.
Now, we got to get these girls on here, man. We got to do that. We got to finish it with a bang.
We do got to do that. Let's not forget so soon, the Drunk Onks are offering a Family Feud challenge.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
Family Feud. Us three against yes three. Family Feud.
And
wrong answers, you drink, and we doing all double shots.
You know what I mean? When you get the question wrong, you got to drink.
Throw that. No. The whole team got drink.
Ooh.
The whole team got drink. Because I've been getting tagged in pools, and people been talking crazy. Like, I was at KNF. Young boy ran up on me. I'm saying, what's up? When y'all trying to drink with us? We're going to drink y'all under the table. I'm like, see, first and foremost, that's your problem. Your pride in the way. You're going to try to do the most.
No. Now, go back to that reference from Talladega Nights.
Your injuries are one of ignorance and pride.
Exactly. You fuck around. You fuck around.
Right now, your little ass ignorant for even running up on me.
This is what he said. He said, y'all niggas too old. Yo, I was offended at KNF. I'm like, what?
Oh, he fought. He lost already.
Young OG.
He lost already.
And y'all know him too.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about off air. You're going to laugh when I tell you. But
anyway, Twitty going to jump on Facebook, put the challenge up, the Family Feud, challenging 3. But we might got 4. We might do it like the 4. We'll bring because of Dice with us. We'll do 4. 4 and 4. Make it look like a real Family Feud thing. It's like 4 people, right? 5.
Five.
But we'll do 4 because it's like small environment. But we'll do 4.
I said we do 3 for heat reasons.
But it's about to be cool.
Yeah, it's been getting hot out of nowhere for some reason lately. I don't know why. I mean, we might be able to do 4. But we got to have seating for everybody, too. All right,
so we do 3. We'll start with 3. See how it goes.
We'll start with 3, and then we'll build from there.
Yeah.
But listen, at the end of the day, right, mama ain't raised no hoe. So don't listen. You rolled up on the right one. You rolled up on Uncle Rico. Because me and Uncle Facts been burying you young niggas for years.
Facts.
Man, I've been burying these small fuckers.
Yo, bodies. I would have told you young guys, let's go to the liquor store right now, me and you.
I ain't had no money.
We go.
No, he was going to pay. Yo, young nigga, respect.
You going to call me out.
Yeah,
no.
you called me out.
So I forgot. So then he goes on to say like it meant something. He's like, but I'm saying, oh, we drinking Henny. I'm like, we been off that wave. Y'all niggas is late. Y'all just now started drinking
Henny. Y'all been drinking Henny. Listen, anybody want to do the drinking challenge with us? We don't mind drinking anything. Everybody's got preferences. But as I said before, mama ain't raised no hoe. So if you're going to come, you best come correct.
I had to drink a lot of Henny to get a buzz. So, I mean, I'm going to out-drink you because I got to take a lot of Henny. I got to drink a lot.
I'll be honest with you. I know we brought up Kvase earlier in the show. We pretty much numb the cognac right now. We got 2 pints sitting on the table. That's the equivalent of a fifth. We're probably going to drink 2/5 for the night's over with. Nobody's going to be drunk.
It's fight night.
Shout out to Spencer Porter.
Shout out to Uncle Nameless over here waving his incense in the fucking door.
Cocaine cowboy.
Well, goddamn, killer. But anyway, as always, man, do us a favor, man. Like, follow, share, subscribe. Review, comment. At the end of the day, man, support these black podcasts. Support your friends. And we got some new content coming from us. Under a different moniker, for a different audience. See y'all soon.
Question everything.
Bitch.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.